Title: Saturate an Amen Style Bassline for Warm Tape Style Grit in Ableton Live 12 Intermediate. Alright, welcome in. We're in drum and bass DJ tools mode today, where the goal is simple: get that Amen Style bassline sitting under a super busy break, sounding warm, forward, and gritty without stealing the kick and snare snap, and without turning your mix into fizzy mud. When people say tape bass and DNB, they're usually describing a combination of soft clipping, extra harmonics, and a little bit of dynamic rounding that feels almost like compression glue. There isn't a single magic tape button, but Live 12 has everything you need to build a repeatable chain that gets you that classic but modern weight. By the end, you'll have a bass group with two lanes, a clean, controlled mono sub and a mid grit layer that you can push hard, shape, and even sidechain like a DJ tool. Let's build it. First, quick starting point, just in case you need a bass to test this on. Make a new MIDI track and name it Bass. Drop an operator. Keep it simple. Algorithm A. Just oscillator A. Start on a sine for clean fundamentals. Then program a roller rhythm around 172 to 176 BPM. Think mostly eighth notes, with occasional 16th pickups to make it feel syncopated. Keep the notes in a typical DNB pocket, for example around F, G, or G sharp, so the fundamental is living down in that 43 to 56 HE zone. And here's a teacher tip. Because the Amen break is so busy, simpler bass rhythms often hit harder. Let the break do the talking up top. Let the bass provide the engine. Now the real workflow begins. We're going to split the bass into sub and mids, so we can saturate aggressively without wrecking the low end. On your bass track, add an auto effect rack. Create two chains and name them SUB and MID/grit. Let's set up the SUB chain first. Put an EQ8 on it, at a high pass around 20 to 30 HZ. This is not about hearing it, it's headroom hygiene. Subsonic rumble will get exaggerated once you start saturating other layers, and it will make your limiter work harder later. Then add a low pass around 90 to 120 HZ, fairly steep, like 24 dB per octave. You're basically saying, this lane is only the fundamentals and a little bit of body. No dirt, no stereo, no hype. After that, add utility. Make the sub mono. You can do bass mono, or just set width to 0%. In clubs, wide low end collapses unpredictably, so we're locking it down on purpose. Optional but useful: a gentle compressor on the SUB lane. Ratio around 2 to 1. Attack 20 to 40 milliseconds. Release 80 to 150 milliseconds. You're not trying to squash it, you're just catching peaks, maybe 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. This keeps the sub stable without killing the groove. Cool. Now the MID/grit chain. Put an EQ8 first, and high pass it around the same area you low pass the sub, 90 to 120 HE, steep. The big idea is, the grit layer should never be responsible for the true sub. If you distort the real sub, the low end gets flabby and you lose perceived loudness. Optional note for later, if this lane starts sounding boxy once we saturate, you can dip a little around 250 to 400 HZ, but don't pre-cut everything yet. Get the drive happening first, then tone shape. Before we start driving things, here's one of those pro moves that makes the tape illusion way easier to control. At the very top of the MID/grit chain, before any saturation, put a utility and pull the gain down by about 6 to 12 dB. Think of it like hitting a tape machine with a sensible input level. You'll get a smoother range on your drive knobs, and less sudden fizz. Now let's build the tape-style grit chain on the MID/grit lane. First device. Saturator. This is the core. Set the mode to soft sine for smoother rounding, or analog clip if you want more bite. Start with drive somewhere around +4 to +10 dB. Turn on soft clip, and try the color switch as well. It can add a bit of that tape-ish emphasis. Now, the most important workflow habit. Level match. Pull the saturator output down so that when you bypass the device, it's basically the same loudness. Because louder always sounds better, and it will trick you into overdriving. What you want to hear is not it got louder, but it got denser. The bass should feel like it moves forward in the mix without spitting in the highs. Second device. Glue compressor. This is where we get that rounding and cohesion that people often associate with tape. Set attack to 3 milliseconds for punchier movement, or 10 milliseconds for a rounder grab. Release on auto or about 0.3 seconds, ratio 2 to 1 or 4 to 1. Then bring the threshold down until you're seeding about 1 to 4 dB of reduction on peaks. And do this. Turn on soft clip and glue. That soft clip is huge for controlled DNB loud behavior on the mids. It can catch the sharpest transients from the saturation and keep the grit forward without needing to slam a limiter. Third device, EQ8 after the drive and compression. Post-saturation EQ is where you mix the distortion. Keep moves small, like plus or minus 1 to 3 dB. If it's harsh, try a gentle dip somewhere around 2.5 to 5 kHz. If it doesn't speak on small speakers, a wide boost around 700 Hz to 1.5 kHz often helps it read without adding sizzle. And if it's muddy, a small cut around 200 to 350 can clear room for the Amen's body. Optional fourth device. Drum bus. This one isn't literally tape, but it's great for DNB translation. Keep it subtle. Drive around 5 to 15%. Crunch around 5 to 20%. Usually keep boom off, because boom can fight the actual sublane you already crafted. Level match again. Now, if you push saturation and you feel like your bass is getting smaller or fuzzier instead of bigger, you need a classic DNB trick. Parallel dirt. Inside your MID/grit chain, create a nested audio effect rack, or just duplicate the processing path into two lanes. Name them mid-clean and mid-dirty. MID-clean is your anchor. Keep it moderately driven, or even just lightly saturated. MID-dirty is where you go harder. On mid-dirty, push saturator drive up to around plus 8 plus 14 dB, then immediately control the top with an EQ8 low pass around 6 to 10 kHz. That low pass is the difference between warm tape density and cheap digital fizz. We want dense, not buzzy. Then blend. Start with MID dirty all the way down. Bring it up until the bass reads on laptop speakers and small monitors, but the break still feels crisp. The moment your hats start sounding masked, you've probably brought the dirt too far up, or your low pass is too high. Quick visual coach tip. Drop a spectrum after the MID/grit chain. A warm saturated bass tends to show a smooth harmonic slope. If you see a hairy shelf ramping up hard above about 5 to 8 kHz, that's a sign you're generating fizz, not tape vibe. Fix it with less drive, a darker tone, or a lower low pass on the dirty layer. Now, let's make it behave like a DJ tool with the Amen sidechain. You have two good options. The standard is to sidechain the entire bass group. The more advanced, often cleaner choice is to sidechain only the MID/grit chain, so the sub stays anchored while the audible grit politely ducks out of the way of the break. Let's do the cleaner approach. Put a compressor on the MID/grit chain after your saturation and EQ. Turn on sidechain. Set audio from to your Amen track or your break group. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release 60 to 140 milliseconds. Ratio 2 to 1 up to 4 to 1. Then dial the threshold so you're ducking maybe 1 to 4 dB. In rollers, subtle usually wins. You're not making house pumping, you're making space for the snare and the ghost notes. And here's the tiny tip. Adjust release to the groove. If the bass feels like it's wobbling weirdly after each snare, shorten the release. If it feels like it never comes back, lengthen it. You'll hear it lock when it's right. Next, safety and gain staging, so this hits loud later. On your bass group, at the very end, at a limiter, set the ceiling to minus 1 dB. Use it as a catcher, not a crutch. Aim for maybe 1 to 2 dB of reduction max. And in general, try to keep your bass group peaking somewhere around minus 6 to minus 10 dBFS before any mastering chain. You want headroom so the master can breathe. Now a couple extra polish moves from the coach notes. If your saturation sounds spitty or uneven, tame peaks before the saturator. Put a compressor before saturator on the MID/grit chain. Fast attack, like 1 to 3 ms, release 30 to 80 ms, and just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. This makes the saturator respond more evenly, like you're hitting tape with a controlled signal instead of random spikes. Also, do a quick mono translation check in the right place. Don't only mono the sub. Temporarily put a utility on the bass group and set width to 0%. If your bass disappears, that's usually not a saturation problem. It's a sternomodulation problem in the mids. Fix that before you keep adding drive. Now let's talk arrangement, because this is where it becomes a DJ tool instead of a static chain. Over a 32-bar phrase, automate density, not volume. For example, bars 1 through 8, keep the saturator drive lighter so it rolls clean. Bars 9 through 16, push drive up by 2 to 4 dB. Bars 17 through 24, bring up the parallel dirty layer a touch. Bars 25 through 32, pull it back slightly, so the next section feels like it opens up again. And you can automate the sidechain amount too. Less ducking in breakdowns, more in the drop. That gives you that breathing, forward bass feel while keeping the Amen sharp. Let's turn this into a mini practice exercise you can reuse. Loop 8 bars with your Amen and bassline together. Build the SUB and MID/grit rack exactly like we did. Then map a single macro called tape push. Map 3 things to it. the saturator drive on the MID chain, from about plus 3 dB up to plus 12 dB. The glue compressor threshold so it goes from basically no gain reduction up to about 3 dB on peaks. And if you're using a dirty parallel lane, map the low pass frequency on the dirty EQ from about 12 kHz down to about 7 kHz as you push harder. That way, as you add drive, the top end gets automatically more tape-like instead of more fizzy. Perform that macro. Record the automation. Push it up into the drop. Dip it slightly before fill so the amen pops. Then bring it back. That is very DJ tool energy control. Finally, quick recap so it's locked in. Split your bass into SUB and MID / grit. Keep the sub clean, mono, and controlled. Build tape style warmth on the mids with saturator into glue compressor with soft clip. Then post EQ to balance. If driving makes it blurry, use parallel dirt and low pass the dirty layer to avoid fizz. Sidechain subtly to the amen. Ideally on the grit layer so the sub stays steady, and automate saturation like an arrangement tool. Density and breath. Not just louder.